Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Edios, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah Aser being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechet Afan Yosef Yigahagun, B'karav Mamesh. Anyway, we have one last member from Rabbi Kiva, Afuay Oimir. He also used to say, Chamishat Varm Shal Shnei Masar Chodesh. There are five things that lasted for 12 months. Number one, Mishpat Dar Mabel Shnei Masar Chodesh, the Dar Mabel, the whole punishment of the flood and Nechz Teva and the whole story, that lasted 12 months. Number two, Mishpat Iyov Shnei Masar Chodesh, the whole judgment of Iyov, which we learn about in Sefer Iyov. He had a wonderful family and many good things, and afterwards he had terrible calamities befall him. This lasted 12 months. Number three, Mishpat HaMitzrim Shnei Masar Chodesh, the judgment of the Mitzrayim, that they had the 12 Makos and we eventually left Mitzrayim. That was 12 months long. Number four, Mishpat Gog U'Magog Lasa Lavo Shnei Masar Chodesh, the judgment of Gog U'Magog, this is Ba'achris HaYom, at the end of days, a king called Gog, who is the king of the place called Magog, he's going to wage war against Am Yisrael, he's going to end up being defeated, and his defeat, his punishment, is going to be 12 months. And lastly, Mishpat Rishayim B'Gehenim Shnei Masar Chodesh, the judgment of Rishayim and Gehenim is at maximum 12 months long. Shenamar the pasuk says, V'haymidei Chodesh B'Chodshai, and it will be from a month to its month, which basically means that the biggest Ivar Avera is only judged at maximum for 12 months in Gehenim. And Rabbi Yechim Nuri, he tells us, when a Pesach Baratzeres, the judgment in Gehenim can actually be as short from Pesach until Shavuos, which is 49 days. Shemar the Pasuk says, Umidei Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, and that could be referring from Pesach to Shavuos. And we'll go on to Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Now, the first six Mishnahs in this Perek are machalikas in between Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus and the Chachamim about different things. Now, this Mishnah discusses Tomo, as we've had Tomo previously in this Masechta. Mostly it's Tomas Mace, and there's actually three different types of Tomo that a mace, a corpse, a dead body, is able to transmit. Number one is maga, touching, that's if a person touches it. Number two is masa, if he carries the mace or part of it, even if he's not touching it, let's say if it's on a tray or platter. And number three is oil, that's as we mentioned before, if he's under the same roof as the mace, or this is even if he is being mahil over the mace, he's forming a roof over the mace, or if the mace is forming a roof over him, such as a piece of the mace being held over his head. All these situations are called oil, and the person will become tame as well. Now the first two tomas, maga and masa, touching and carrying, apply to a nevela, a dead animal. Tumas oil does not apply to a nevela, and the key amount over here that we're usually dealing with is a kezias, a piece the size of an olive. So the Mishnah tells us, "Kalmatam ba'oil shenechlaku v'chnisu sechabayas." Anything that could be matam ba'oil, which is referring to Tumas mace, a corpse, if we have the proper shear of a kezias, but then it was split into two and it was brought inside a house. Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus matar v'cham matamin. Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus says that it's tahar because we don't have the proper shear. We have two halves and they're not together. Whereas the chum are matame because they say that we have two half kezias underneath the same roof, and those combine to be one whole kezias underneath the roof, and that transmits tumas oil. Our friend discusses ketzad. What's a number of examples of this? Let's say somebody's touching two half kezesim of a dead animal, or he's carrying them, or bemes, if we're talking about a corpse, a dead body. Let's say he's touching half of his zayas, and the other half of his zayas, he's being mile over. For example, he puts his hand over it. Or another example is, he's touching half his eyes to the mace, another half his eyes is being mile over him. Or another example, umahel al shnei chazoy zaysim, he's being mile over two half zaysim, maybe he has one hand over one half zayas, another hand over another half his eyes, or mile al khatzi zayas, mile al love. He's being mile over one half his eyes, let's say one hand is over one, and the other half his eyes is being mile over him. For example, he puts his hand under it. In all these cases, Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus is matar, Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus is matar, because we don't combine the two half zaysim. Whereas v'cham matamin, the chum armatame, because they do combine these two halves zaysim. And here we have another two cases where they will agree, at least according to Tanakama, avol hanegeb chatzi zayas. If he's touching half of his zayas, v'davar acher mal olav v'al chatzi zayas, and then there's something else making a roof over him and the other chatzi zayas. For example, he's in the same room as half of his zayas of a mace, and the other half of his zayas of the mace is outside, and his hand is out of the window, and he's touching it. Oy mal chatzi zayas, or he's forming oil over half of his zayas, v'davar acher mal olav v'al chatzi zayas, and there's something else being mal over him and another half of his eyes. This would be the same example where he's in a house under the same roof as half of his eyes and his hand is out of the window over another half of his eyes, which is outside. In these cases, tar, he's tar because according to the Chachamim, we're not able to combine these two half zaysim. However, Rameir argues and says that no, even in this case, Reb Dais is matar and the Chum argue and they say that he's tamei. And that's because a kol tamei, everything is tamei according to Rameir, chutz min ha-magam ha-masa v'ha-masa ma'oil. If we have two half zaysim, one half he's touching, the other half he's carrying, or one half he's carrying and the other half is through Tumas oil, we can't combine those, even according to Chamim, because these are all considered separate Tumas. However, if it's both similar Tumas, like in our last case that we just had, half oil and half oil, just two different types of oil, according to Rav Meir, the Chum argue that we are able to combine them. And the bottom line is, Zakal, this is the rule according to everybody, it just depends how it's played out. Kol Shu Mishem Echa Tomei, have these two half Zesim, are the same shame, they're the same name, the same type of Tumah, either Maga or Masa or oil, so then Tomei, they will combine to Mitame, whereas Mishnei Shemais, if it's two separate separate shemais, tahar, so in the tahar, we're not able to combine them to be metame. We're going to stop it for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gemel, with more machlokes and Rabbeinu Tosafot and Herkes and the Chachamim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.